How about showing up to work, Kenny? There's an idea. All right, Paul Serra with us today. DJ 305 is joining us. Rico and I ready to take you to Tiger Baseball. And Rico, I want to start, and we have to do PSAs. People are so sensitive, and they misconstrue things. I want to start the show by telling you Heather Park is a good person. Okay? Just want to get that out there, that none of what I'm about to say is personal. But you and I both heard the morning show today, and it wasn't the normal dishonest, you know, Lions stuff, 17-0, every game by 50. It was something different. Heather wanted to file a grievance. This was a splendid weekend at the ballpark, weather-wise. Yeah. The series against Cleveland was not splendid. But she went to the game, and you like to hearken. I feel like she was bemoaning that there was a shirtless man at the game. And she talked, this was a big topic for them. Except one problem, and you nailed this. You were like, Michael, there was a great irony in that segment. And you actually said it to me in a Morgan Freeman tone. But it was, Heather, while you're complaining about shirtless man at the game, you're baby lady at the game.
Yeah.
You have a 1-year-old and like a 2-year-old that frankly shouldn't be out of the house because they can't even clean their own boo-boos. Why are they at a baseball game? So we naturally are the arbiters of justice on this station. We wanted to ask you guys this question. Bigger liability, bigger issue. The shirtless guy at a summer ball game. And I'm not telling you it's not unsightly. I'm not telling you it's the best idea in the world. I'm just telling you it's just a shirtless guy and you just deal. There are plenty of unsightly human beings on a daily basis that you walk by versus the parents who just refuse to get a babysitter or can't get a babysitter or don't give a damn and say, F it. Now you're dealing with my kids.
Yeah.
What's a 1-year-old going to do at a baseball game?
Well, it's funny because she...
Besides get clocked in the skull with a baseball.
Well, no, it's funny because she said that she normally is the type of person who's like anti take your kids to the game. And I'm like, except for you were there.
With your kids.
And she was talking about the guy. And I'm like, well, the whole time she's telling the story, I was like, okay, but you brought, I think, a 1 or a little over 1 and a 3-year-old to a game. But you're complaining about the guy with no shirt on.
Little Karen-y.
A little hypocritical.
A little Karen-y. Like, Karen-esque.
Like, wait, but you brought, so, and I guess I talked to Doug in Crosstalk, and he was like, yeah, they actually said that that guy was probably telling his people at work, yeah, I was at the game, and some woman showed up with 2 little kids.
You believe this, lady? Kid was 1, pooped his pants, and was wearing headphones. Wait, what? So I'm being serious when I say this. I want to have a real conversation. Once again, Heather Park, good person. But this, you can't complain about the moobs if you got a 1-year-old and 3-year-old at the game. Right. I think that is a far bigger party foul, a far bigger liability. And the irony, you and I both detect, I go, oh no. No, wait a second. You're complaining about this. That's Karen on an airplane.
It's like, that didn't make a lick of, like, okay, you do realize that's a little bit of a problem as well, because he's sitting there the entire game hoping your kids don't start crying and screaming or throwing a tantrum. I don't know if they did or not. Like I said, you have wonderful children, but I'm sure the guy, the shirtless guy, the whole time was thinking, oh my God, I hope this kid doesn't start screaming.
Anyone who doesn't have kids at the game is simply rooting for your kids to F off to the sun.
Right.
So how do you get to complain about shirtless guy?
Right. Because it's like, Mike, you're on a plane and there's a little kid in your row and you pray to God this kid falls asleep and stays asleep the entire flight. Correct. I don't want to be sitting next to a screaming kid. So I just thought it was funny. And
here's the thing. Before you call up and tell me it's Children's Day at the park, you can hang up right now. That doesn't count 1-year-olds and 3-year-olds. If you can't spell your own name with a pencil, you're not a kid. You're a baby.
Here was the thing. When I grew up.
No, I don't want to hear about kids.
No.
Kids, you got to be 5 and up. Mike, you got to be able to form a sentence. You got to be able to clean yourself, reasonably feed yourself. That's a kid. A 1 and a 3-year-old are organisms. They're not even human at that level. They're just things. things.
When I was
you
a kid.
You take care of them. They're like pets.
No, when I was a kid, you had to sit there and you had to watch the game on television without going outside, without getting bored, without doing something else. And then that was your graduation. Okay, you can handle a game. Can you sit and watch nine innings on TV, not moving? Because that means, okay, I can take you to the game, like you said, and you're not going to be bored. You're not going to say, oh, I want to leave in the third inning. I want to go do this. I want to go do that. Now, granted, they have stuff for the kids to do at the ballpark.
That are actual children. One-year-old and three-year-olds. Mm-mm. No, that's an organism. I'm sorry. That doesn't qualify as kids' day. So you can hang up the phone right there. But if it's a kid who can actually speak, or if you can't fasten your own hat, You're not old enough to be at this game. Kids are fine at baseball games, provided the parent's parent.
If you're wearing headphones at the game, you shouldn't be there. That should be the prerequisite right there. If you have on the big headphones because it's so loud that you got noise-canceling headphones, so not to to damage your delicate eardrums.
That's a good call.
You shouldn't be there.
I like that.
Because I see all the time, like, kids with these, you know, Beats by Dre on there, like, well...
I still feel like, honestly, like this would be my advice. The barrier to entry to Kids Day should be, can you form a declarative sentence?
Fair enough.
Both in the written and verbal manner. If you can't do that, you don't qualify to get in the gates at Comerica.
And
that's what I would say. That you have to be old enough to appreciate where you are, or you're bothering everyone. Who's shirtless guy? But look, do I understand shirtless guy? I don't.
No.
It wasn't even that hot.
Right.
But... who's he bothering? Now, if we factor B.O., if this guy's got more hair on him than a silverback like my grandpa, my dad's dad.
Well, they said that he may have been like dough in the oven in his seat. Like he was spilling out into other seats.
This was a large individual.
Yes.
I'm telling you, neither is in the right.
Correct.
But on the scales of justice, when Heather Park brought this up to Cookies and John, you know, Cookies stood up for...
And I want to give Cookies some credit because we talk about him sometimes, but on this, Cookies took the bullets because he kept getting hit with, well, you don't have kids.
That has
you
nothing to do with it.
No, kids have to get adapted to being outside, and it's like...
It's good. Take them to the effing park, and I'm not talking Comerica Park, your local one. Have them go stare at a tree. The idea that if you don't have kids, you don't get to rule on this, no, go to hell. There's an idea. You had the kids. So. Okay. You decided to go bun in the oven, and now you're putting your plague on us.
Now, the funniest thing, I heard a caller basically saying, well, you know, you got to have kids. And the entire time during the call, he had a little girl screaming in the background.
There you go.
And I'm like, this is getting even funnier. Yeah, you got to be able to, you know, get your kids used to stuff, and the kid is crying in the background.
Look, my
screaming.
Niece and nephew just went to a game. They're 8 and 5. They can speak.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, have to go to the bathroom. Like sentences and things.
Yeah.
The 8-year-old has a higher IQ than I do. The point is, you've qualified for a day at the park. If you don't know what the old English D is, why are you here? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be. I think Heather was in the wrong. I think shirtless guy's in the wrong, but he's less wrong than her. And I want the people to weigh in. Yeah.
And if you have to put headphones on your kid, probably shouldn't be.
248-539-9797. And no, it's not going to be all happy horse bleep today. We have real things to get to, including a Tarek Skubal question that I think really requires that you think. But here's my, I want to start with this. At the morning show, they attack Cookies, who often deserves it, but I didn't think he deserved it today. Heather was complaining about shirtless rotund man at game. While she's the cat lady who brought a 1 and a 3-year-old. Who's more in the wrong? I think she is. One and three? No. If the little Heathers were 5 and 7, no issue.
Yeah.
Welcome to Americana. I hope the kids have a wonderful day.
Yeah. And maybe this is the start of them being Tigers fans, but I just, like, this is very ironic.
The 1-year-old's really going to carry a lot of great memories from that day at the park.
You know what? That to me ranks right up there with the whole 1-year-old birthday party, but I'm not even going to.
That's not for them. It's for the parents.
I know.
But it's just like the vacations where the kids, why are you flying your kid halfway across the world? He's 2.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you had a kid. You know what my parents did when they had kids? They didn't travel. Your kids have to be old enough to travel. We've lost cabin pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Oh, you have to. I don't have to have kids to have common sense.
Yeah.
So stop that. You made your bed, you lie in it. Don't ask me to lay in it with you.
But yeah, I just thought it was ironic.
Otherwise, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Super. 248-539-9797. Paul, you look great today. Take that hat off. I can't look at a Spartan hat all day. I won't. I can't.
Leave the hat on.
It's evil.
Leave it on.
You may as well wear a hat that says loser on it.
He'll live.